Welcome to Rights Watch. Today's show is part of a series about the state of human rights around the world, featuring veteran public radio reporter Anne Garrels. The story of domestic workers in the Middle East points to the need for labor laws that protect workers who cross borders. Thousands of Asian and African women take jobs as domestic workers in the region every year. When they face exploitation and violence, there's little hope of justice. Here's Anne Garrels.
It wasn't easy for 28-year-old Teresa Seda to leave her husband and three young daughters back in the Philippines, but she thought a job as a domestic worker in Lebanon would give her kids a better life. 3 months later, she came home in a coffin. Teresa managed to send out a couple of desperate text messages through the family's cook, who took pity on her. Her sister Norma was deeply concerned by what she heard.
Teresa's employer spanking her and spitting Teresa's face and lock up all the 3 months that she spent in Lebanon.
Then Norma says all contact stopped.
There is a very, very bad feeling in my stomach. And I know it, that there is something wrong with Teresa.
Teresa's body was found on the street, 7 floors below her employer's balcony. The Lebanese police immediately ruled it a suicide. Norma says she doesn't think she'll ever find out exactly what happened to her sister.
With Teresa's death, we have a lot of questions, but we think and we're sure we don't have chance to get all that answers.
Deaths like Teresa's are common among domestic workers in Lebanon. Women die in suicides or botched escapes on an average of once a week.
The death of the workers are just the tip of the iceberg.
Nadim Hori is the Lebanon director for Human Rights Watch.
These workers are isolated, often underpaid, often abused, and when they find no outlet to all that desperation, they either try to escape in very dangerous conditions by climbing down from the 7th or the 8th floor, or they simply commit suicide.
Governments throughout the Middle East offer little legal protection to domestic workers. Employers routinely confiscate passports, withhold wages, or deny days off. Nisha Varia of Human Rights Watch says in many countries, sponsorship systems give employers complete control over foreign workers.
They can decide to end the contract at any time, and that means the worker has to go home, without earning the money that they desperately wanted to make.
Take Kuwait. It has a staggering 660,000 foreign domestic workers for a population of only 1 million. Lorna was one of them. Lying in a hospital bed, paralyzed from the waist down, she wrote in a journal about the abuse she suffered. Here's an excerpt.
My madam always tortured me. She slapped me with her slippers and kicked me in my stomach. She beat me until I got a black eye. I asked her why she always tortured me. There's no reason why. I committed no mistakes.
Lorna writes she was denied adequate food, sleep, and the salary owed her. She says she jumped from the 2nd floor to get free, not to die. Some Kuwaitis are now pushing for laws that will protect these domestic workers.
I blame the government completely because in the end you can't teach people manners or how to behave. You have to impose it, and you impose it through laws.
That's Sheikh Habibi Nasser, a member of Kuwait's royal family. She's founded an organization for domestic workers' rights. As she's fought to change the laws, she's run into resistance.
There's a woman that has 3 kids. There's a nanny for every kid. And then the mother ends up not doing anything. There's a cook at home. There's a driver. They're overstaffed. So if I set minimum wages and if I make sure that they pay up to the international standards, they won't be able to have 5 house staff at home. They'll be able to only afford 1. So that doesn't make many people happy also.
Changing and enforcing local labor laws is key, but activists believe the international community can also help. Some countries who supply domestic workers are now demanding they're guaranteed a minimum wage. But Nadim Hori, with Human Rights Watch, says there are so many women desperate for work, employers Just look elsewhere.
For example, today in Lebanon, we're seeing large groups of workers, domestic workers, coming from countries like Bangladesh, like Madagascar, like Nepal. And in these countries, they are willing to work in Lebanon for $125 per month. Right now, it's a race to the bottom. And this is why you also need, to this global problem, you're going to need a global solution.
As part of that solution, the International Labor Organization is coming out with a new treaty this year that will establish global standards on domestic work. Any country that signs on will have to change its labor laws to protect domestic workers.
That was Anne Garrels on this special edition of Rights Watch. This show was produced with help from Barrett Golding of Hearing Voices. To learn more about our work on domestic workers, visit hrw.org. If you have comments on the show, email us at podcast@hrw.org. Thanks for listening to Rights Watch.